to learn yet a little bit, sort of Degem and Derech Star College, although you don't have to be going there to be in the Shiur. This is not that kind of a discussion. And since we're coming to Sefer Shmot, even though conceptually the Shiur can be done at any time, I don't want to think about Avdut in a pessimistic sense, but I want to do a quick sugi with you on the relationship, as I indicated in the title, which you may or may not have seen, of Sachir, of Poel, of a worker, and whether the worker has any dimension that's comparable to an Eved or not. You'll say to me, ostensibly, what could an Eved and a worker have in common? An Eved is a slave, a worker is a free man. We will talk about women in this year, but mostly on the other side, you'll see. Lo mishaneh, for now. So what could the comparison be? And in fact, there's a major machloket balei ha-tosfot, and that's what I want to sort of develop with you, and then show you where it goes. There's a major machloket balei ha-tosfot on this very point, namely, whether dinei sachir, the laws of a poel, of a daily worker, or a worker who works for a term, it could be daily, weekly, whatever it is, has anything to do with Eved Ivri. And as you'll see, there's a very interesting nachkamina from this whole discussion. So without any further ado, and I apologize for not printing the Gemaras, I just gave you the Tosfos and the Maror HaKamos here, because A, it fits on one sheet, and B, we don't have that much time, so you'll have to let me hum through the Gemara here, but it's not a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Zayin, which, as you may know, once Kiddushin starts, what are you folks learning this year? What? Okay, so usually I ask, but okay, I don't know, somehow, so we'll do a little Kiddushin, it's okay. We could do Pesachim Torah too, if you like. Once the Gemara gets into issues of Isha Niknes Mishol Shadvarim and so on, later in the first, just the next piece, the first parak, the Mishnah goes into Dinei Eved, and how do you acquire an Eved, and so on and so forth. So in the midst of those sugyas, the Gemara says, and the Tosis here, the Dibra Masel, captures the key line of the sugya, Chola Shalosh V'Ovad Shalosh Eino Chayav L'Hashlim, that if an Eved has a six-year term, and what happens, B'Mikreh, he gets sick for a long period of time. So let's say he gets sick for a significant portion of his Avdut. Now, why is an Eved in slavery? There are two possibilities. Why does somebody end up becoming an Eved Ivri? Yeah. Right? Either because he stole something, he can't pay it back. And the way it works is the Ganav. In that case, if he steals something, how does he get into Avdut? What happens there? The Beit Din actually will sell him into Avdut if he can't pay. And what happens is, in effect, the Adon advances the Eved his maskoret that pays off the debt, right? So that, in other words, the person from whom the thing was stolen gets paid by the Adon, and it's amortized, right? The Eved works for 6 years to make up to the Baal what he paid. And in fact, the Baal might do nicely because perhaps the Eved will work more than what was originally paid, and that's the way the relationship goes. Okay. The other way an Eved happens, a person can sell himself as an Eved. If he's got chovot, if he can't pay his bills, and he feels that's the only way out, even the Torah does not like that, right? Ki avadayim, one should not willingly and willfully sell themselves into avdut. All right, so those are the two ways that you can become an Eved Ivri. So now let's say, again, in the same case, the person who sells himself into avdut will get a bridge loan, will get money paid by the Adon in advance to pay off what he owes, and then he works through so the Adon gets his service, and he gets a quick payment. It's a way of raising quick capital. Again, that's not what the Torah envisioned, but that's the way it can work, and there have to be certain relationships between them. There have to be certain klalim b'kaviyim. Okay, so what happens if this Eved, take the case of the Eved who's a gazlan, right, now is an Eved for 6 years, the Adon already paid off the gzeilah, and this Eved gets sick for a lot of the time. So the Gemara says, as long as, 51%, 50.5%, whatever the number is, a little more than 50%, as long as he could work for 3+ of the 6 years, lo chayav l'hashlim. Because again, the Adon paid off the Zeilah, so he won't get so much service. As long as he's worked, rov, sheish shanim, the Eved has done what he was supposed to do. So if he's sick for 2.99 of the 3 years of his avdut, he still goes out after six. Say no, chayav l'hashlim. He doesn't have to make it up because that's the condition. That's what the Gemara says. Now let's go to the Tosis. Chola shalosh v'avat shalosh eino chayav l'hashlim. Yesh shehayu rotzim lomar shaltam schirim melamdei tinokot. There is a sheet that Tosfot says, and Tosfot, he doesn't like that sheet so much, even though we'll see some very venerable Balei HaTosfot hold exactly this sheetah. There are those who want to say that those, a sakhir is a day worker, a poel, someone who works for a day or a week, someone who gets paid X amount a day to work for a day, a week, a month, right? They get paid at a rate. That those sakhirim, milamdei tinokot, now, this is not about the social status of a melamed. A melamed tinokot is an excellent example, bizmanam shel balei tosfot, of a daily worker, right? A worker who's paid for the day. So they use this example. It's not meant to be dafka, although we'll see another Tosfot in a little while. Not meant to be dafka, it's just an example, right? Im chalu chatzi zman kimo kein, lo yu mashlim et zmanam, kimo evad ivri dehacha. What happens if a teacher is hired, he's hired for X dollars a day, and he gets sick, or X dollars a week, whatever it is, and he gets sick for part of the time? Right, so it's onus, but the question is, does the Baal HaBayit have to pay him? You know, he didn't expect to get sick, he didn't try to get sick. The Baal HaBayit has to pay him. Does he have to pay him for his full amount? Or can he say, I'll pay you for what you worked. For the rest of the time, I won't pay you. So there are some Baalei HaTosfot, there's an opinion. It doesn't say who it is now. There's an opinion which holds that the Dimyon here is to Eved Ivri. Just as an Eved Ivri, as long as he's able to work for the majority of the time for which his debt got paid off or his gzeilah got paid off, as long as the Malamei Tinokot can work for a majority of the time, as long as he works 50.1% of the time, as opposed to 49.9% he's sick, as long as he works a little over half, he can get paid in full, right? Kimo kein, lo yiyu mashlim et zmanam kimo eved ivri dehacha. They don't have to make up the sick time just as the eved ivri does in this case. V'yitlu kol haschirut, kevan shayu anusim. Because again, illness was not an attempt to fake it or an attempt to chisel a Baal HaBayit, right? So that's the first opinion. Makes sense or doesn't make sense? What do you think of this first opinion? Makes sense. Anybody think it doesn't make sense? What is it? Oh. Very good. Okay. By the way, it does make sense. Right, even though Tosfot's going to bomb it in a second, I don't mean it badly, but Tosfot's going to jump on it in a second, right? There are going to be two opinions here. It makes some sense. The problem is there are some clear differences between Eved Ivri and Sakhir. The question is, are those differences significant? Right? That's what all of learning is about. There are always chilukim in learning. The question is a chiluk chashuv, is a chiluk sheino kol kach chashuv, right? No two cases are identifiably equal. In mathematics, two lines is equals, three lines is identity. Hainu hach. Very few cases in Shas, right, where A and B are hainu hach. There's always got to be a little bit of a squeeze, right? You have to push it and pull it. So that's the question here. Do the things that they have in common, are those koveya, or there's certain things not in common? So you raise the question of when do they get paid? The Eved Ivri, in effect, gets paid when? Mitchila, right? The Poel, only usually, could be there's a wonderful Baal HaBayit to pay, but normally speaking, when does a worker get paid? At the end of the day, at the end of the week, here's your check, here's your cash.
Except that an Eved Ivri also gets some form of start then.
Except for form of?
The Eved Ivri gets compensation at the end.
Right, there could be other, right, and there could be other hatavot. So the question is whether any of these things, right, the difference that you point to exists, is it significant? We'll see, right? There are other cases. I mean, think about it. What might be a big difference between a sakhir and an eved ivri? I know you're not holding in the sugya of eved ivri, but again, Ramban say for hagalut v'hagulat shmot, we got to start thinking eved. Although the truth is, who was the first to be mishuabad l'mitzrayim? Zaloya Besefer Shmot, the absolute first Meshuabad LeMitzrayim. Nachon, right. That's the Targum on the name of Ephraim. I don't know why I know that, but Ki Ephraim Elokim, right, Be'eretz Onyi, that God allowed me to propagate. Well, Ephraim having children, the grandchildren. Excellent. Anyway, sounds good. Gilui Milta, the Targum there says, my first name is Ephraim, by the way, I guess you'll get it. Anyway, Shibudi, Onyi is not my angst. Because in the pasuk before it said, "Ki nashani Elokim mikol amali," I was able to forget about it. Hit gabarti. So what Unkla says is something very sharp. He allowed me to be successful, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, in the land of my shiabud, not rak shiabud shebaavar. If Yosef had finished being Michalkel Mitzrayim, and he comes to Paro and Anshei Mitzrayim and says, okay, Rabotai, I've given you a great plan here for the next 7 years, the 14 years, everything is running beautifully, and ni yotzei lepensia, right? I'm going to my vacation home. What would Paro and Mitzrayim have said? You're not going anywhere. Hatam Shuabad. You could be the viceroy, you could be the Mishnah HaMelech. What goes into Mitzrayim doesn't come out. You're stuck here. So Yosef Haya Shuapar HaRishon, and so, but anyway, but we're in Shvot, so we really have to start thinking about Avodim. Think for a second, what's a really big difference, you know, difference gadol between Eved Ivri and a worker?
You can choose to leave or not.
Oh. So clearly a worker has a lot more choices than an Eved Ivri, right? In theory, a worker can quit. An Eved Ivri can't exactly quit. Again, but the question is, nonetheless, is there enough in common to have them move in parallel tracks? So the first opinion says, there's enough in common. Basically, as we'll see, the Rishon say, we'll see Balei HaTosfot specify further, right? Schirut Layom is a kind of a mimkar. If you are committed to, you are Bal HaBayit for the day, it's like Atama Surlo. You're, you know, we would say in Yiddish, Ibigegeben. You are handed over. You've got to do your work, right? A worker really has to produce. If the worker doesn't produce for the day, lo said shalom. So that will be, according to the first opinion, as we'll see, the key reason to say there is a dimyon. Now, Tosfot, though, however, is not satisfied. And Tosfot says, wait a second, the kasha, right? We got a problem. The beperek ha-socher ha-talmin later in Bav Metzia, ka'amai rav, po'el yachol lachzor bo, va'afilu b'chatzi hayom. So Tosfot raises the issue that I got you to raise, namely, wait a second, how can you compare Eved and Poel? And Eved is fundamentally a free man. A Poel is fundamentally a free man. He can come and go if he wants to quit in the middle. All right, if he quits, he may not get paid fully, but harshut biyado, hayecholot biyado, there's no kfiyah lavodah. And Eved Ivri, you know, I'm leaving now, you know, right back here, you're not leaving anywhere. Then let's, for sake of time, skip, but these are yours to keep, you can review these. Tosfot then goes through the whole question about how important this difference is, and that's in the brackets when I bracket it off. And let's continue after the second bracket. The Imkain, so according to this opinion, that there are fundamental differences between Eved and Poel. Go back to our test case, right? If a Mlamei Tinokot would get sick for some part of the day, it could be they don't get paid. And Eved gets paid, of course, the Eved is stuck there. So you get, you know, you take what you can get. He's there for 6 years. If you get sick for 3 years, 2.99, that's your problem. B'poel yom, b'sachir yom, b'sachir shavua. No, maybe we'll say he gets paid for what he works, precisely because he is more of a free agent. You know, there's an upside and a downside. You want to ask me something, or just, okay. No. The imkain, skip after the brackets. Do you see where it is just after that bottom mark? The imkain, melamdei tinokot nami, imchalu, lo yikhu elamashi hirvichu. So therefore, you know, the Nami that we're talking about it before, but conceptually we know the point, only pay the Melamed what he worked, not like the Eved. The Eilud Motam Klal le'Eved Ivri. Right? The comparison is inapt. It's not illogical, you are right. It makes sense, we could try to massage it, but it's inapt. Because the halachic valence of the comparison is insufficient. It's not illogical, not stupid. Doesn't work. Why? So Tosfot here drops a big bomb. The Eved Motam Klal Ivri, the Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui LaAdono. It's not just what that the Poel can quit and the Eved can't. Say it better, right? Yesod HaYesodot the Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui. He belongs to that Adon. And that's why the Torah says, try not to sell yourself into Avdut, right? If you're a Gazlan, that's the Bedin's problem. Because ki avadai, hein v'lo avadim la avadim. You're not allowed to give yourself over to another person in Avdut. A worker is not an Eved. He might feel like one, but he's not an Eved. Who lo Eved, right? But an Eved is an Eved. And therefore, these two things are so different conceptually. And by the way, there's a nafkamina gedola. Anybody know Tosfot in other places, Avnei Miluim? What does Gufo Kanui explain about an Eved Ivri? There's a very unusual halacha that relates to an Eved Ivri, and unusual in terms of how we think about it, that can be explained by this Gufo Kanui concept.
If he hits the Eved and something happens, he's not
chayav. That might be part of it, correct, right? In other words, it's a kind of a rechush, right? But that's essentially goes the other way. What else does an Eved Ivri sometimes get involved in? Eved Ivri, the Adon, is entitled to give him what? Shivcha Kananit. That's very unusual. And the matir, it's Kseirat HaKatuv, is that Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui. He really belongs to that Adon. So much so that that Adon can have what? Little Avadim with this Eved. In other words, he's got a hold on him. What's that? Nachon. You know, again, saying it very carefully, he's got a day job, he's got a night job. In other words, he works for him 24-7. Yes? Zelo Yacholiot the poel. If you say it that way, not the way I just said it, but Evan Ivri Gufo Kanui, oh, Ein Lashvot. They're coming from Mars and Venus. Right? Coming from different planets of Halacha. Yes? So Mitzad Echad, what you said is correct. Right? The first opinion tells us, there is a Dimayon. What's the Dimayon? On a pure work level, a poel working every day for his boss, a sachir, a worker, is, you know, tied to his job. As yesh makom lehashvot. First opinion in Tosfos says, right. And therefore, some of the kulas of Eved Ivri we can extend over to the poel. The Eved Ivri doesn't have to make up as long as he works 51%. If he's not working 51%, who lo Eved? Who chatzi Eved, right? As long as he's doing his job, shem melachto, we can slide that kula over to a poel as well. And the second opinion says, lo dubin velo yar, right? You know, doesn't make any sense. Eved and poel both have working relationships, but that's about it, right? It ends as soon as the door closes behind the Eved. Nachon? Finish the Tosfot, right? Hilkach, chala shalosh, eino chayav lashlim. I'm sorry, this is by Eved, right? Eved doesn't have to finish, right? Deinu yachol lasot melachah yoter miyicholto. Avon melamed, ein gufo kanui. Right? He's not, you know, tied into the Adon in that way. Right? Ela sachar atzmo l'lmor ha-zman. U'ksheino yachol la-hashlim lo yitol ela ma shehirviach. Right? So again, the first opinion is saying, whatever coolers you can give to the Eved Ivri, give to a poel. The second opinion is saying, there's shtei ma'arachot nifradot. Right? So there are some coolers that an Eved Ivri might have that don't apply, some easements that don't apply to a poel. They have different jobs, they have different expectations. I don't just mean personally, halachically. Right? Okay. And then Tosfot continues, again, the bottom line is, u'ksheino yachol ha'ashlim lo yitol el ma'ashir v'yach. Then Tosfot, we'll just mention this quickly now, va'od nireh l'chalek bein b'lamed l'evet ivri, de'evet hechad v'chalad gimel v'avad gimel, haynu tama. Tosfot says there's another reason to distinguish. The concept of the evet being sick for three, excuse me, healthy for three, really is controlled by a pasuk in Yeshayahu. It's a gzerat hakatuv that applies only by Eved. This is sort of the no-fun answer of Tosfot, although it can be explained in different ways. It's gzerat hakatuv. There's a special din by Eved that he's a threezy-threezy, you know, half of six is three. And the pasuk says, dechsiv b'sefer, it's Yeshayahu, miktzei shalosh shanim kishnei sachir. Right? That an Eved is a double sachir. It's two times three is six. In kein matzinu, deshanim deshachir, hein shalosh shanim, v'haynu tichtiv ki mishne schar sachir avadcha sheishanim. Right? There's a fundamental distinction. A poel works for 3 years, the pasuk says, and Eved works for double, ki mishne schar sachir. In fact, there are interesting questions in halacha whether a poel can sign up for more than a 3-year contract. The poskim say yes, but that sheila will come based on this day in Tosfot. That again, there are certain terms. The Eved term, the Poel term, are two separate things. Forget all the other differences, and never the twain shall meet. Right? So at the end of this Tosfot, right, and Tosfot says again, therefore you can't compare the Eved shechala to the Poel shechala. Okay. So, bottom line, two opinions in Tosfot. Tosfot here seems to like the first opinion better. Because they sort of say, yay, shrotzim lamar. Some want to say like this, and they ask a series of kashas. We went over some of them, and they want to conclude at the end that this comparison is not significant. In other words, it's not illogical, but it's not significant. You can't move. And again, the nafkamina is, what are we looking for? Whether a melamed who got sick has to be mashlim. Yes? On the same page? Okay. Let's go, you know, lachtor tachat ha-tosfot kan. Let's see, we can find a number of these opinions in various places, and it's not just the naming of these opinions that I'm interested in, it's also to see, they say a little bit more. So let's take a look beyond, Shuvot Maharami Rutenberg, Tfus Prag, Siman Pei Hei, right below this Tosfot, and tell me what Maharam holds here. I think it's fairly clear, but let's see what Maharam adds to our discussion. Okay, so he starts out, Ein Pinay L'Harich, I agree, we got to get this thing done, good. And he says, Hanireh Be'inai Hamlamei Chechala Yikach Scharo Mishalem. So Maharami Rutenberg agrees with Deah Rishon Abba Tosfot. Now, I don't want to get into all the history here. Maharam is one of the last of the Balei HaTosfos. It's very hard to imagine that Tosfot means Maharam in opinion one, but he agrees with the opinion one, and it's in the same kind of a Mizgeret, so it's interesting. You don't have to do learning this way, but in this particular sugya, what the different Balei HaTosfot hold can be charted very easily, and it may actually be helpful for learning. So Maharam agrees with opinion one. Same Gemara that we were just learning. Here's a key line from Maharam. Any time poel, right? A poel who works for a day, a week, a month, a salary per day, per annum, per month, per unit of time, right? What other kind of poel can you have? A poel who works for a time period? Well, you know, let me take the word poel out. What other kind of worker? Use the English word, it's better yet, right? Because it's more nondescript, right? What other kind of a worker can you have aside from a worker who works for a particular time period?
Freelance?
Mazomer, you're right. Well, you know, then we got to explain the English.
Work, not
oh, right. What we would call better, you're saying it much more nicely, but for our purposes, a piece worker, right? In other words, what we call, and anybody know how you call that in halacha? What kind of worker is that? Zelo poel ze kablan. Right? I don't mean kablan who's making the houses, although zagam, right? That's just, it's a good example. They build a house. It's supposed to take them a month, a year, 10 years, 40 years, 20 years, 30 years. The price goes up, the price goes up. Anyway, kablan means I pay for this completed melacha. Right? That type of a worker, we'll see at the very end, might not be comparable at all here, because that doesn't compare to an Eved so much, right? An Eved doesn't work until he finishes a job. He works for 6 years. Right? So Kablan, what's called in Halacha, right, in Hilchot Poalim, will certainly not be comparable. That's what the Maharam is saying in those short words. Right? Any Poel who works for a time period, Chol Poel, she's Kirat Zmol, is man, do you know Ke'evet Ivri, L'chol Mile. Wow. He's saying, I love this comparison. He's back to Tosfot to Europe. Tosfot opinion one. There's a lot to be learned from this comparison, right? And he quotes some data on that. Right, there's a whole sugya above Metzia which goes through the rights and privileges of a poel versus an eved, and big gadol, they look very, very similar for now. We're not going to learn that sugya now, but that's what Maharam concludes. Alma adle eved ivri dami. I like the comparison. And he adds the datum, v'chein ki balti mei rabotai mitzarfat. Rami Rutenberg, as we know, was a German, but he learned in northern France. That's where he wrote the Kinah for the burning of the Talmud. That's not the main point. He learned there with Rabbi Chilimi Paris. He learned with the brothers of Evero. He learned with Rabbi Shmuel Falez. Learned a lot in France. And these, by the way, the Tosfot Kiddushin are French Tosfot. So Maharam, again, without getting too caught up in who said what, Maharam is certainly a big Tomech Midayah Rishon Abba Tosfot. Oh. The aim of Hakshotim came kol poel hamaskir atzma over bechili bnei esar avadim velo avadai laavadim. Hey, wait a second. So now, if you're making a twin out of a poel and an eved, Maharam, you have to answer a question. An eved ivri who's a ganav and it gets sold by the beit din zebal korcho, but an eved ivri who sells himself, who makes the arrangement himself to pay off his debts by becoming an eved ivri. Meganimoto, he's criticized. Kili b'nei yisrael avadim v'lo avadim l'avadim. If a poel is like an eved, how can anybody work for a living? The moment you hire yourself out, what are you doing? You're making yourself ke'eved. If there's such a dimyon, if there's such a comparison, you're like a junior eved, right? You're putting yourself into a position, this guy's got me for that day. He's a k'mo eved. So why don't I say, you know, this, lazy husbands of the world unite. Why don't I say, you know, lazy anybody in the world unite. I can't work because I can't put myself into that matzav, says Maharam Narishkeit, in a word, silly, right? Im kein kol poel maskir atzmo over b'chi li b'nei esar avadim v'lo avadim avadim, lo kasha. De lo olam eino over ela kishomocher atzmo ke'eved. She'eino yotzei ela b'sheish, de mishneh schar sachir, dechtiv ki shalosh anem kimei sachir. Hilkach, kevan deino yotzei ela mishneh schar sachir, o biyovel, o kodim l'sheish b'gira on kesef, hilkach over. No. So again, it's not a perfect comparison. It's an apt comparison. A sachir l'yom, a sachir l'shana, afilu l'shalosh shanim, as long as it's not na'ei avdut, ze lo eved, right? Maharam says, don't get carried away. It's a comparison. It's not an identity. But what's common in halacha controls more than that which is not common. So a poel is not over. So as long as you don't go for the full 6 years, I mentioned this before, some posts can talk about this halacha. As long as you're not mimicking an eved, right? That's, can you have a 6 year contract, right? I might say no, but others will be mati every night. Depends on how it looks. As long as you're not mimicking the eved literally, ata poel. Okay. Mikol makom, and here's a key line. Kol kulei de eved ivri yesh lo. There's a vav rabbed out. La sachir mikal vachomer de eved ivri. Oh, the comparison is such that wherever I'm lenient for an eved ivri, I should be lenient for a poel. Right? In other words, it's a comparison lekula, right? The eved ivri isura vafilu hachi akel beirachmana, right? I didn't skip here. Right? Eved ivri, even though he's done the wrong thing if he sold himself, right? The Torah is still lenient on him. Where is the Torah lenient on him? Where is the Torah lenient on him? And we'll see a second lien. So you see that even that Eved, right, the Torah doesn't say, if Beit Din sold you, good. If Beit Din sold you and you get sick, you know, you don't have to make it up. But if you sold yourself, you have to make it up. No, Hugam Ken Patur, number one. And here comes the second kula coming, right? The Eved Ivri Surah Filach HaKibar Rahmana, right? Sachir de lo aved isura de yesh lo kula le'in lachzor b'chatziyom ke'eved sheyotzei b'giron kesef. This is interesting. We let the sachir out too, because there's another kula by Eved Ivri that's very relevant. Did you catch this? What's the other kula? What really allows the poel to get sick and not have to make it up? Right? One kula is that. One kula, right? So again, the Eved has the kula, he doesn't have to make it up. The poel has the kula, he doesn't have to make it up. What's the second set of kulas? He's saying it now, right? Yesh lo kula inyel achzor b'chatzi yom. Say, well, wait a second. The poel has a kula, he can quit in the middle of the day. Right? That seems to be different than the Eved. My Ram says, no. Ke'eved sheyotze b'giraon kesef. Right? So what's his point there? There's a matching kula, right? The worker can back out, and Eved obviously can't back out. But what does happen to an Eved? You know what giraon kesef is? If at some point, remember, why did the Eved get sold? Because he either stole something or he owed money. Right? And his avdut is to do what? L'hashlim what the balabayit pays out. What happens if what we call a sugar daddy, right? Somebody comes along and says, you know, I have rachmanis on this Eved. I will pay the Adon the money that's still coming to, that he laid out. That's, I will now give him a lump sum, so instead of getting it back as the worker works, I, a third party, Giron Kesef, maybe a relative, a rich uncle, right? Somebody won the lottery. I'll put that money to the Adon, and now the Eved won't have to be mashlim. Mutar. So in a way, the poel has a way out, quitting. The Eved has a way out, namely, Giron Kesef. So mitzad hakulot, they have comparable kulot. Again, the Maharam is very aware that an Eved is not a poel. Asur liyot Eved limkor tatzbechala Eved. Lo asur lechaliyot poel, mutar umutar. So on certain chumra sides, there are differences. But on the kula sides, you show me a kula by Eved, I'll show you a kula by poel. Chalashalosh, that works, that's what we're looking for. And that's supported by the fact, poel chozer, Eved ivri yotze begira on kesef. So Maharam has propped up opinion one in Tosfot, more than Tosfot propped it up itself. See, you're right, it does make good sense, right? No, there's a whole side of this that makes very good sense. Yeah?
Can you really use the second kula, though? Because the Giron Kesef is not like his own will. It's
not an exact comparison, but it means there's room for what we call wiggle room. Some wiggling is done easier, more easily than others, right? In the case of quitting, he's wiggling. In the case of Giron and Kesef, the money's wiggling. I'm making this all up, but you understand what I'm saying. Aval yesh demyon? Okay, good. If you look over to the far left, you see another Chuvak Maharam, Aval Zalo Maharam. This is also in Tefus Prague. If you look at the very bottom, we won't have time to read all of this. We'll read the parts that we need. It's a Chuva of Rab Shimshon ben Avraham. Mish Yodat Mizah Shimshon ben Avraham? A very important Baal HaTosfot. You might know him, a.k.a., I'm trying to think in Pesachim if you have him. What parakel are we learning? Parakasivi. I'm not sure if you have him there. Rash Mishans. Rab Shimshon Mishans. If you take, do you have the Tosfot? Oh, wait, rega. Tosfot HaRashba al Psachim. Yes, you have such a thing?
Yeah.
Zalo HaRashba. Atan Yodot Mizeh. Who's the Tosfot HaRashba al Psachim? It's not the Sephardic Rashba. Reb Shlomo Ibn Adret. I don't know if you went over any of this. You may not have, but anyway. You should, though. Here's a mistake. Let me tell you something. A mistake that Yeshiva Bachra make all the time. The Rashba's in Tosfos. Wrong. The Rashba is a Sephardic Rishon, dies around 1310, right? Talmud of the Ramban. Sfaradita, however, lived in Barcelona, never saw anything in Ashkenaz in his life. Communicated with Rami Ruthenberg and others, but okay, fine. Right? As Miza Tosfot HaRashba. Chidushay HaRashba Yesh. Tosfot HaRashba Zalo. Who's Tosfot HaRashba? Reb Shimshon ben Avraham Mishans. The Rash Mishans. Talmud of the Ri. A Frenchman. Who made Aliyah, by the way, in 1210, 1211, buried in Akko in 1214. Yeah. Mishu Achel Agamre. That's all kinds of Yeshiv Bach, and they ask these questions. They call me, you know, who are they calling? Oh, yeah, they are calling me, but okay, we'll do it later. Anyway, okay. My daughter wants to find out the baby. I have a daughter here wants to find out the baby. Anyway, she'll learn later. So this is a Baal HaTosfot, right? A Talmud of the Ri, earlier than Maharami Rutenberg. Let's see what he says. So we'll read selectively pieces. Read the beginning a little bit. Milamed shechala dalet chadashim o gimel. Im sachro lekayetz o lechoref levad. He had a 6-month term. He was a kayetz milamed or a choref milamed. And he got sick, right? 3 or 4 out of the 6 months, right? The chala miut schirato nired de'en chayav lahashlim. If he got sick for less than half, doesn't have to pay. Doesn't have to make it up. So Rash Mishans also starts out. Which opinion in Tosfot? Opinion? One, right? The first opinion, the one that Tosfot didn't like so much. You can learn Eved Ivri from Melamed, from Sakhir, from Eved Ivri, right? Okay. If you skip a little bit, right? Again, he makes similar remarks to the Maharam, about 6 lines down, skip left-hand side, v'afil hachi kesha'avad chatziz mano urubo, ein chayav la'ashlim, kol shekein sachir. Right, and Eved doesn't have to, certainly not the worker. She'ein mishtabit kol kach shna kelbo kula zu, v'yado ha'la yona. Again, same kind of reasoning. If we give the kula to Eved Ivri about chala, we have to give it to Poel. Poel's not such a hot worker, you know, he's not an insanely connected worker. He's a poel. He's got, you know, more freedom, arguably, right? And then he says, below kol shekein, even without the kol shekein, sachir mali eved yom echad, mali eved chatzi shana, mali eved legimel shanim, right? Ve'imishum dahai sachir v'hai nimkar. If you'll tell me that sachir contracted freely and this eved was forced into it, again, whether it means baked in or even his debts, you know, it's not a voluntary sign up here, right? Dafka have haidina velo b'schirut. He says that's not true. Chadahu dahadnami sachir kari rachmana. He goes through Gemaras where an eved is called a sachir, or the pasuk calls an eved a sachir of a type, and there are other Gemaras where a sachir is called an eved. He says there's so much that binds them. Same kind of reasoning as Maharam. Right? Last line of that paragraph, the schirut nami mechirahu v'kari le mimkari omei. Again, a poel is considered an eved for a day. That, Musa Haskel. When you're working from somebody, you got to do your work. You can't fool around. Asul l'sachek, mischakim. Now, so very much like the Maharami Rutenberg. By the way, you'll tell me, so what is this doing in the Chuvot Maharami Rutenberg? It's not here. So the answer is that Chuvot Maharam, the kvatzim gedolim shel Chuvot, which mention other Rishonim as well, very important. So this tshuva of Shimshon ben Avraham Mishans, Rashba Mishans, right? Rashba Lepsachim, right? Fell into very similar opinion. And you can even remember, the first one was Pehei, the second one is Shin Pehei. Anyway, if you look in Shin Pei Vav, the way it's marked in the tshuvot, the Rash Mishans gives a very interesting nafkamina. So we've already covered a few differences. Do you have to make it up, right? Can you quit? What's the quitting dimension, right? Giraon Kesef, here's, in some ways, the most interesting nafka min at all. And that's what I really want to get to in the minutes that we have. Look at Shin Pei Vav. Umehai Tama. This is still part of the Rashmi Shans. Umehai Tama. For the very same reason, Rashmi Shans transfers this lumdus over to a different case. Right? For this same reasoning, Nami, Ein Adam Mechuyav Listaker LeParnasat Ishto. Don't get panic-stricken here, ladies, right? The question is, what kind of work, Lefi Tanae HaKetubah, as we'll see, it's not made up in the air, must the husband undertake on behalf of his wife? Right? What kind of work must... There are two possibilities, right? Well, two broad possibilities. Right? One, he must do what? He must become... He must be ready to become a sachir. He must become what? I'm going to say it carefully now. What's a sachir? In sort of negative terms. A shtickle and eved, right? The husband must be prepared to sign up for a contract of work. Must be prepared to be a contract worker. The other possibility is he'll be a freelancer, right? I don't mean a freelance piecework. He'll plant things, he'll make food, he'll make appointments, right? This is, I'm not talking here in a silly way or in a modern, you know, nutty way. I'm talking, it's on the tape. Anyway, I'm talking, so I don't like being taped. I'm talking about, because in the shiur, you say what you say in the shiur, I'm talking about, very substantively, about pi halacha, what kind of malacha, right, there are commitments, husband to wife, ma'ase yadeh, wife to husband, all kinds of shikulim, ketubot, kiddushin, v'chulu. How far must the husband be prepared to go? Says Rosh, and don't panic. Nobody thinks here that the husband shouldn't support his wife. Just let's see it. Right? Now, why? Because if we compare a poel to an eved, right? Right? So, we can treat other questions, right? Must a husband become a poel? Must he become a sachir to support his wife? The answer, according to this opinion, is no. Why not? What's that?
Because he doesn't have to be an eved.
Not just because you understand marriage is not a slavery. We understand that, but right? It's the serious answer, the learning answer, right? Why not? Because what?
Because when we're talking about an eved where you're not, like, it doesn't say that you should be sold for your wife.
Right, so that, and that Gemara is predicated on what you sowed, that's true, and what's the yesod on which that's predicated on? Because who may become an eved ivri? Only somebody, v'nimkar b'gnevato. Even though the Torah allows an eved ivri to pay you off your debts, you only must become an eved ivri if what? You were convicted of a crime of theft. Memela, we cannot assign a Baal to become, to force him to become a Sachir cum Eved. Because Avdut can only be undertaken, basically what we're being told here in Halacha is, a job where you're your own boss is better than a job where you work for someone else. Big Gadol, that might be true, but depends what your job is. If you work teaching Torah, it's a great job, no matter who you work for, right? The Talui Bama, Talui Bami, right? Think about it. So Tosfos is very Svara Adinama Od. Again, precisely because the Rosh Rishans hold like the Maharam in the first day on Tosfot and Eved and Sachir, there's all kinds of things that bind them, but they're not identical, right? They're not identical. Therefore, but still there are things that control the two of them. You can't force the husband to become a Sachir because that's like forcing him to be an Eved. The Ein Davar Kazeh BeHalacha. You never force a person to be an Eved. The only time he must become an Eved is when he's committed a crime. Right? And therefore, in the normal course of life, Asur LaKufoto Liot Sachir. If he volunteers, that's okay. But Asur LaKufoto. You got it? Very interesting, right? Read a little bit more. Umehai tamanami, read it again. Ein adam mechuyav listakel leparnasat ishto, dechihechi didarshina v'nimkar b'gnei vato, right? When is he sold a priori? When can he be sold l'chatchila? Only with a gneva. That's a funny l'chatchila, but in other words, if he's a ganav, he becomes an eved. Otherwise not, and that's why the Gemara specifies, as you said, v'lo li ishto. You can't just make him an eved. for other things. He owes money. He owes money for a debt? No! He'll be on welfare. He'll do what he has to do. He has to support his wife. He has a chiyuv mamon there. Asur lechapot alav liyot eved. Right? So that's the nafkamina of this position. Right? And so on and so forth. Okay. Now, so according to this, what would the second opinion in Tosfot hold on this question? Right? The first opinion in Tosfot, I'm talking Kedusha, think back to the beginning of Shir. It wasn't that long ago, right? First opinion holds Sachir Ke'eved. There are all kinds of coolers that are there are ramifications, right? We talked about backing out, Girah and Kesef, right? We talked about Chala. Says Rash Mishans, there's another ramification of this Dimyon, that Asur Libaal, Asur L'chayevet HaBaal, L'kufet HaBaal Liyot Poel Sachir, because that's tantamount to forcing him to be an Eved, V'zelo Mutar B'Halacha, that's only for somebody who's paying off a debt, right? What was the second opinion in Tosfos? Right? That the comparison between Eved and Sachir is what? Not so good. Why is it not so good? Because, yes, again, it's that what I said at the original top of the year. There are points in common, but begadol, the difference outweighs the commonalities. Namely, Eved Ivri, Gufo Kanui. There's a fundamentally different relationship between a Baal and an Eved. Right? So whether it affects how he goes out, whether it affects Shifcha Kananit, whether it's based on a special Pasuk Echshu, there's a fundamental difference between Eved and Poel. Right? And therefore, according to the second day in Tosfos, it may be that if Sachir only worked, if he worked 4 out of 6, he's supposed to work for 6 days, he worked 5 days. How much do you pay him? Only 5 days. Ki hu lo Eved. Right? Okay, and yes, he can back out. That's for a different reason. He's a free agent. What would that opinion say about Baal Klapei Ishto? Can a Baal, think carefully, can a Baal be compelled to be a Sachir Leparnasat Ishto? The job available is a day job. Yeah. Yes, good. Why?
Because if it's not up to, then there's no reason for not.
Say again?
If it's not making him
Bidiuk. These are on two different schedules, right? It's comparing apples and oranges, even though the apples and the oranges might sometimes look a little, they're both fruit, right? There is a comparison, but it's apples and oranges. It's not the same fruit, right? It's different fruit, right? Good. So according to the opinion that Eved and Sachir are not similar, the second day in Tosfos, what would they say on Rosh Mishans and Shaila? Could it be that a husband has to make himself a Sachir to support his wife?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, we might have to check other things, absolutely. Well, folks, look at Tosfot at the bottom, Tosfot Ketubot. Somehow things managed to work out before the Shira is over, and we have 2 more pieces to do. Here, the Gemara is discussing, in Ketubot Samach Gimel, what must the husband do to support his wife? Very convenient, right? And the Gemara there talks about a recalcitrant husband who says, Eini zan ve'eini mefarnes. I'm not supporting her, I'm on strike. So the Balei HaTosfot here, and again, it's all Balei HaTosfot. I purposely did it that way. So you can't tell me it's outside of things. It's all in system, right? Balei HaTosfot have 2 opinions as to what jobs we can force the husband to take. First opinion, Mikan mochiach Rabbeinu Eliyahu, shechayav adam lahaskir atzmo lamei tinokot lasot malacha acheret kedei lazun et ishto, dim lo kein ma inyan ze etzal morei bimlachto. This person is saying, I'm not doing nothing. And he's considered Moreid Mimlachto. He's a very, 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 very bad boy. And the Gemara's going to deal with him. Says Rabbeinu Eliyahu, right? How far do you have to go before you are Moreid Mimlachto? The other way. How far, if you're going to listen to the halacha, how far must you go to support your wife? Kisachir. Right? Kisachir. Right? Why? Because what does Rabbeinu Eliyahu hold? Excellent. Like the second day in Tosfos Kiddushin, Zalo Eved, Zasachir. Right? And if he says, I won't be a Sachir, I won't even do that, then you tell him, okay, fella, come with us. You're in big trouble. Ba'alocha. Right? Second opinion is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Famous machloket. Umiyu Bakundras, first he mentions Rashi. Pirish Mishum, Dizanim of Farnes, who, Keneged Malacha Shalisha. Okay, in other words, we have to take into account what the wife is doing too. Va'od Hevira Ayamit Kavina Biktuba, Vana Eflach. He says that's what the ksuba means. An Eflach, some say it's a falach, but however you pronounce the word. The husband says, I will support you. Kolel doesn't say, I will support you, asterisk, but I'm not getting a contracted job. You know, I'll be a speculator. If that doesn't work, tufskis. Says, Eflach, afalach, I'll support you. Kolel, Mlachazo, kazo. Umihu, gamze yesh litchot kemosha from afaresh rabbeinu tam. Da afalach, hainu avodat hakarka. Perush, achrosh, va'anachesh, va'adur. Et hasadeh, ve'avim izanot labayit, aval askir et atzmo eino chayav. Rabbeinu Tam takes a, and don't get excited, we'll see why he says this, right? Rabbeinu Tam takes the position that ana eflach means, I will become a gardener, and as I'm ready to get my hands dirty, right? I'll support you meaningfully by doing what? I'll raise vegetables. We'll have what to eat. Maybe we'll sell at the side of the road. He can be his own boss in this regard. But eino chayav laskir tatzmo, right? The lashon of efalach is some kind of avodat sadeh, avodat karka. Now, how do I know that's the hesber here? So I'm saying, and how does Rabbeinu Tam hold the way I'm learning it? And just do the reverse of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Rabbeinu Eliyahu, deya aleph in Tosfot Ketubot is like deya bet in Tosfot Kiddushin. Deya bet in Tosfot Ketubot is like Deya Aleph in Tosfot Kiddushin. Why is Rabbeinu Tam objecting to forcing the husband to be what? A Sakhir? Because he holds that Sakhir ke'eved yef shalakuf, right? How do I know that? Reverse. Turn the page. I mean, literally, turn the page into the middle. Look at the Hagahot Maimuniyot. Tshuvat Rabbeinu Tam uba'aviyasaf bitzavtia. We have a tshuva of Rabbeinu Tam that was found in the Aviyasaf. This is pretty exciting, actually, for silly people like me. But anyway, I was going to say crazy, but I don't want to be too self-disparaging. Avi Asaf, Yodim Maza?
Is that the
Geniza? Good guess. It's Kilo. The Avi Asaf is the Raviyah's lost Sefer that we don't have. Sefer Raviyah. And like the Raviyah, it's apparently humongous. Legamre Avud. It's just quoted. Not just Povisham, it's quoted. We have pieces. We're all sitting waiting to find this manuscript of the Avi Asaf, with a small h and a small g, the holy grail of Chachmei Ashkenaz, right? This Avi Asaf. He has a tshuva of Rabbeinu Tam that we don't have anyplace else. This is great stuff. What does Rabbeinu Tam say in this tshuva? Al asher katavta ki omrim rabbanei Tzrafat ki takala v'kalon hu livnot Yisrael asher amarti. Rabbeinu Tam took heat for his position. A number of rabbanei Tzrafat said, takala v'kalon, oy, your position is giving us trouble. She'ein leba'alim listaker lefarnesam, right? I'm not forcing the husbands to take contracted jobs, to take sakhir jobs. So first of all, Rabbeinu Tam says, that's the halacha. What can I do? Omnam liknos l'chol echad l'fi ha'asha'a tov be'inai. Hit him with fines, right? In other words, get t'na'ei ketubah. In other words, l'halacha, I can't force him to be a sakhir, because that's like forcing him to be an eved. Shezeh asur. However, what can I say? Give him $1 million knas. Right? Midirabanan. That's Rabbeinu Tam is a purist. I can't force him midoraita. I can't force him al pi halacha to take the job. But what can I do? Fine him up and down. So if you're worried about how to handle the husband who won't take a job, right? I can't force him to be a sakhir, but I can force him to pay. But more importantly, so Rabbeinu Tam is very sensitive to the fact that his position is a sensitive position. And he quotes a makor for this. Ki hahid the kanis Rav Nachman lahu gazlana. Avala horot sheker v'liknos l'dorot lo yasher beinai. But to change my psak here, this is intellectual halachic honesty, to change my psak to say mutar l'kufo liot sachir zani lo yachol, right? De lo matzinu why mocher atzmo l'gvot l'hagvot k'tuva l'yisham zonot ela ki yamuch, right? You can't do that, right? And we have two lines from the end. Upoel nami darshinan shehu bichlal v'lo avadim la avadim umishum hay tama chozer. Rabbeinu Tam says, because being a poel is like being an eved. Proof positive that his shita in Tosfot Ketubot is motivated by what? Our earlier machloket. Rabbeinu Eliyahu's position that he can become a sachir right? That you can force him to say, chayavim l'damyein. It just sounds good. But if it sounds, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it probably is a duck, right? And that probably is the machloket between them. So, to sum up, and I want to make two final points. So we have these two competing opinions in Tosfot. And again, the theory behind the competing opinions is, when are dimyonot moilim? Umatai sheyesh dimyonot sheinam kol kach moilim. There are similarities, but that doesn't float the boat. Giving a lot of different idioms, a lot of different languages. I do this when I'm in Israel. Anyway, I start giving Hebrew idioms, English idioms. I'll give you Yiddish idioms. I try to hold off. Anyway, right? So, again, is there enough of a comparison to let the Dimyon go through? Opinion one. Or not? Opinion two. V'yesh kama v'chama nafkaminot, including this very nafkamina regisha about what must the husband do for the wife. Where Rabbeinu Tam is clearly being motivated by this, this was obviously a hot debate within Chachmei Tzarfat, within Balei HaTosfot. In Tzarfat, even Marami Rittenberg keeps saying, the Frenchman. And Kamireh, that's what's doing it. Just to leave you with this, and I won't have time to read it all because you have to go to the next shiur, but if you look at the Tshuvot Maimoniyot in Sefer Kinyan, this is a fantastic ketah. It's actually fantastic for a few reasons. Marami Rittenberg in here, when he was imprisoned towards the end of his life, you can't make this stuff up, he was going to Eretz Yisrael. There were persecutions in Germany in the year 1286, and he was picked up and brought back and thrown into a kind of political jail. And as his students could visit him, they wanted money. They wanted the famous ransom issue. And of course, he died in jail, and his body rotted in jail, and so on and so forth, till it was Vitalik Furab of Worms. But in jail, he was writing his Chidushin to Bav Metzia. And he says that when he got to this sugya of whether a poel is an eved, he had a halom, the Baal HaChalom, meaning, if you're thinking great thoughts, that's what you're dreaming about too. And the Baal HaChalom came to him, and he changed the whole Mahalach. And he went from paskening like opinion one, to paskening like opinion two. And he gives the reasons, he gives all the numukim, and he says, I know the Frenchmen all held the first way, and my Rebbeim and friend, I always held that way. Man yachol lasot, hayiti chayav l'shanot. Interesting, the Shach in Choshen Mishpat LaHalacha says, forget the dreams. But look at the learning in here too. And the other piece that we didn't get to is just a very simple piece, the top left, the Or Zarua, Shugam Nichnas L'Toch HaInyan. He's the one who says, Chayavim Lizkor, Sheyesh Hevdel Gadol Bein Sachir Levein Kablan. Everything that we've argued out today, Medubar B'Sachir. Sachir Ke'eved, Sachir Eino Ke'eved. Kablan, Bichlal Eino Ke'eved. And by the way, so that's why when the husband says, I can, you know, plant, according to Rabbeinu Tam's position, I can plant vegetables and make a few bucks that way, if the fellow has a skill where he can be hired out, not kisachir yom, but kikablan, he's, you know, a computer guy, he's terrific. You give him a job, make me a new system. As long as he's not a sachir yom, we could force him to do that too. Right? In other words, he says, I don't want to take any new jobs. And again, I'm not talking about, I'm not, God forbid, trying to make light of all kinds of terrible problems that exist in the world. I'm talking purely in halacha. And my job is to talk purely in halacha. I'm a legend of my own mind. Anyway, nachon. That you probably could force him to do. Why? Kilo zelo sachir. He's a kablan. Yes? Got it, folks? Questions? Comments? All right, listen. This is how we learn in Stern College. But that's the commercial, that's the sell. Takiru et Ayala, she's our Tzigat Stern College, who you may know, right? And she's, if you have anything to ask her now, you may. You want to ask me now, it's fine. On the Shiur, Lawal Shiur. But again, we'd like you to learn with us, but we'd like you to learn. So learn here wonderfully, and thank you very much.
Also, guys, I don't know if you know, I don't know how far the advertisement went, but the Midrashet Moriah girls.